Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're finishing this discussion, and this is really important discussion about the Powermall, Amazon, the email we got. It's really about America, but I want to explain this even further to you. We got an email where somebody says basically the one line. What was the one line, Jay? Read that line again.
You've got to be joking. Hasn't anyone ever told you greed doesn't pay?
Greed doesn't pay. Okay.
That's right.
And at first I was a little upset with this email but the person who sent it, thank you for sending it. And we always want your concerns and we always want you to express them to us. And I want to answer this, explain this more about Amazon. They went to our website. They saw a product sold. We're not going to embarrass the manufacturer. They went on Amazon, saw it cheaper. Okay. You got to understand Amazon is like the wild, wild west, and these big conglomerates or just anybody out there, they do not care. They will make a dime off a product to drive the price down and to cut out the competition and then raise the price. They do not care. It costs them zero to put something up on Amazon. They don't care if they make a nickel off of it, a dime off of it, a dollar. They just get your information. They get you buying from them. They don't care. Companies, then it becomes almost a full-time job then to regulate these and to monitor these to hold to a manufacturer's suggested retail price. It's very difficult. Now, with those products, it's just like my wife talking about Etsy. A lot of these companies, these handmade products, they'll go and it'll be a fake product and they'll pass it off like it's Etsy, like it's a handmade product. It's fake. The health rangers come out with great, all kind of reports about Amazon that a lot of the recipes, a lot of the formulas that you get on there are fake. They go to China. They go to other countries. They slap the same label. It looks exactly the same. And then they charge whatever for it and they undercut the market and nobody cares. They don't care. Amazon does not care. Now the idea that greed does not pay, I am offended by that. I have not made one dime. Being here for all the time, I've not made one dime. Not one dime. Do you think I'm here for money? You know, that's what this email is insinuating. And I'm not mad at you. I mean, you don't understand. I'm explaining this to you. Do you understand that when they put something up on Amazon, it cost them nothing? We got Shortwave. We got Radio. We got Global Star. We got to pay Todd. We got to pay. Do you understand? Do you see that? So when we sell a product for a certain price, one, that's the manufacturer's suggested price. One, we do run specials, and obviously we were able to, and manufacturers let us at certain times. So then we do that. We're above board. We're here. We answer your phone. We give you service. We take the products back. All these things for you. Do you think Amazon does that? We can't. They can't. Okay, that's why there's price differences, certainly, as sometimes. Now, do you think we haven't seen that? I've been talking about this, and not to mention out of date products. You may get a bottle and it's already expired. You don't know. That's why the slogan, you know, Joyce's slogan. Okay, we've seen this, and we've seen this as a problem, and we've taken steps to do one of the things we've done here today. We want to be able to provide superior customer service. Part of that is when you call us and you want a product, we have it. So the top about 30 products or so, give or take, we have them. We have them in stock. If they go out, it's because we got hammered on a bunch of orders, and we will go right back and supply those. Now, we'll have other products too, but we've made a commitment to you. When you call, we're going to answer your phone call. We're going to have more people answering. We'll get right back to you if you leave. Please leave a message when you call. Please. We'll get right back to you. Leave a time. Say, hey, call, you know, between 1 and 1:30. I'll be available, whatever. Make it easier for you. Please answer your phone. I know people don't answer numbers they don't recognize. It's coming from a 573 area code. Okay? But we know this about products, that Amazon is killing this type of model because of all these things I've just told you. But still, through all that, the reason you're buying here, because you support one of the things, you support what we're doing. Jeffrey Daugherty is on hold, ready to come on the show. Jeffrey, you couldn't hear Jeffrey Daugherty if we didn't maintain our manufacturer's suggested retail price and have these products and you bought from us. It's going to be up to you. This is your show. You're going to choose to wade through this myriad of cesspool called Amazon and, 50% of the time, you may or may not even get the product you're looking for, maybe a fake product. You don't even know. Okay. Do you want to do that? You can do that. You can hear about the products here. you bring the great guests on here to talk about their products. Then you can go search through that cesspool that's destroying this country and then buy from them if that's what you want to do. But understand the ramifications of what you're doing. This is not just about the Power Mall. This is about America. And they're doing this as fast as they can. And so this is a much bigger discussion. We've seen this. That's why the Strauss Heart Drops, we're in the process. We are going to be the exclusive distributor in America for Strauss Heart Drops. We're working, again, trying to get rid of Amazon. People are undercutting all these type of things, getting them off. I mean, it's an ordeal. The REM sleep, exclusive. We're going to do this. We're going to look for other products to be able to do this. That's why we're doing this. Then when we're doing this, you're buying from this. We can turn these products over. You buy more from us. We're able to give this more back to you. We'll be able to lower some of these prices because we have exclusives. We can offer great deals. We've already talked about the auto ship. We're going to give a great discount, free shipping, a great discount on all those auto. We want you on auto ship and we're going to be exclusive sellers of these things. We are exclusive sellers of some of these things already. So that's what we've done to counter all this. And a lot of these things, it's going to be a decision up to you. Do you want to, one, support? You want to support Jeff Bezos? Do you want to take your Russian roulette on if the product's even authentic or not? If it's not out of date or not? Do you want to do that? I mean, really, you know, the slogan, buy American, and China, cheap Chinese crap is destroying this country. Okay, this is the same thing with Amazon. I mean, we've had this debate, the Strauss Heart Drop people, we've gone back and forth about trying to get rid of Amazon altogether, not even sell anything on Amazon. I mean, this is such a big discussion and debate. And you need to understand this and know this so that when you see something or whatever, and then you don't send a dirty email back and talk about how greedy we are. Ladies and gentlemen, we are anything for greedy. I am here. I started out because I made a promise to Joyce. I am here now. I made a promise to Joyce. We're continuing. All you great people, I know that you love the guests and the information. I feel compelled to help the America and the world to see the truth, to break their paradigm, to overcome this satanic Luciferian system that is trying to choke them. I believe in you. That's why I'm here. I have not made one dime. I would like to make a dime or like to make a little bit of a living doing this. That's why we've done some of these. I would like to make a little. That'd be nice. Is that okay for all the many, many hours I spend doing this? Would that be okay with you? So, I just want to you understand all this. And thank you for the email that I got. Now, hopefully you understand. Hopefully you don't think we're greedy. I mean, if you do or not, I can't control that. We're not. Catherine and Jay were kind of really, really bothered by the email, by the insinuation. But, I understand why people say these things. I understand their perspective because they don't fully understand. So I just want you to understand. So anyway, Jay, last thought is yours.
Well, just to add to that, you know, you mentioned shortwave radio and you know, the other thing that we don't think about is we have to reinvest and purchase the products over again. So out of the little bit that we make off of each item, there's a bundle of things that we have to put back into it. So using that word greed does strike me a little difficult. It was hard to see that email. But, again, I'm with you, Daniel. I appreciate it. We wouldn't have been able to explain the situation and about Amazon if we had not gotten this email. You know, I want to end it by saying I love you guys. I thank you for your support. And, as always, buy from the good guys.
That's right. That's right. It really comes down to that. Cause we can stand here. We can give you good support. We can be better on support. We can be better on our products. We have the thing. We can do all these things. These are the best product. Is there another place that has the type of products that we have and brings the guests and allows you to hear from them? There isn't another place on radio. Where else can you get this kind of support and this kind of information on radio? Where? And then you want to go and, support, you know, take your luck, Russian roulette of buying something from Amazon because it's a little bit cheaper. Okay. Then go do that. Then we won't be here. I mean, I don't want to get angry with you, but I'm trying to get you to see it. This is the reality. And there's so many realities. This is not theory. This is America right now. And everything that you hold dear is being challenged. Everything that you value is being challenged, including economic morality. That's why I totally took this so, this is so off base to call us greedy. You have to, greedy? You want to know greedy and just the height of greed? Go look at the mirror, go look at Google Jeff Bezos' picture and print it and put it out on your refrigerator if you want a picture of greed and what they're doing to this country and doing shows like ours. And now with the Google censorship, I mean, we're going to have Edward Group on the end of this week. Do you know what they're doing? That's why we've always been supportive of a shortwave and these different ways to listen. Do you see what they're doing with Google? Do you see what they're doing with InfoWars? Do you see how they're censoring even discussions about natural products? Do you see how Big Pharma is pushing and they're using their leverage? Do you see this, ladies and gentlemen? This is reality. This is where we are. And it is your support. It is your voting with your dollars, your prayers, and your donations that will allow this show to continue. It is that simple. This isn't some sort of telecom or a telethon speech. This isn't Jerry Lewis. This is reality. And so you make your choice. So we want to make ourselves the best option possible for you. And we think we are. We thank you. We need you. This is your show. So God bless you. Jay, last thought is yours. Then we're going to get to Jeff.
God bless everyone out there, and we appreciate you. And one thing I did want to say, if anyone has any testimonies about the products, let me know. I've been getting a few, and I'm writing them down. Those shows are great just to do testimonies and see what works for individuals because everyone is so different. So if anyone has any testimonies to give me, please call, and let's get them together. Thank you, guys. I love you guys, and have a wonderful day, and God bless.
There we go. Thank you, Jay. ThePowerMall.com. 877-817-9829. Then you can talk to Jay personally. So there you go. Our next guest has been on many times. Always interesting. You can never accuse this guy of being boring. He's known as the Christian whistleblower. He's Jeffrey Doherty. He is a former 20-year preacher, Bible college graduate, over 35 years and 100,000 hours of biblical study under your belt. You know, they say when you do something for 10,000 hours that you become an expert. So what does that mean when you do 10 times that? So we'd love to hear from Jeff Doherty. Jeffrey Doherty, so glad to have you. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Daniel, it's always a pleasure and an honor to be here. I remember the first time I was here, I was with Captain Joyce, and that was an honor and a privilege. And now being here with you is just the same. And I want you to know I support your work and think you're 100% right on. Let's support the people that are supporting us in the most important part of our lives, our spiritual development, and support those that you can by buying the things you can through the Power Mall. I'm 100% behind you on that.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you for your patience for letting us explain that. Cause I really don't think people fully understand what is going on in the grasp of this and how serious this isn't just talk. This is a destruction of your economic way of life, really economic morality. If there is such a thing, decent, hardworking, present a product, all those things, it's being undermined as we speak. So anyway, always good to talk to you. How have you been? Let's start there.
You know, Daniel, I almost feel guilty because things are going so well for me. Everything's coming up roses. My personal life, my physical life, my spiritual life. If I have been better, Daniel, I do not remember when. And I'm very, very thankful and happy to be in the place I'm in right now.
Fantastic. Great. A lot of times when we come on, we talk about what's known or has come to be known as the Mandela effect. And we're not going to talk about this whole time, but you think you may have found another Mandela effect. Let's start with, what is a Mandela effect for somebody who's never heard that word?
Well, the Mandela effect is the belief that certain aspects and certain occurrences in history have been changed. They're not what they used to be. And some people think it's a time slip. Some people think it's overlapping of realities. Some people aren't sure what it is. I happen to think that it was even prophesied by the prophet Daniel in days of old. But classic things like, we all remember Ricky Ricardo coming home and saying, "Lucy, you got some splaining to do." It never, ever happened. It's not there. that is the one that blows my mind. You've got Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader. You've got Forrest Gump, a lot of these things. But a lot of people try to say it's in the Bible. And there's all you can go on websites and see verse after verse after verse. Personally, I think that most of it comes from unfamiliarity with the Bible. Because let's face it, Daniel, people have busy lives. Even people that love the Bible, you know, are dedicated to Christianity. How many of them have ever read it from cover to cover? And then how many have ever read it multiple times? Very few. So it's easy to think, oh, I thought it said this. Now it says that. It's a Mandela effect. The only real Mandela effect in the Bible that I know of personally for sure until the other day was where the lion lies down with the lamb. You've seen the pictures. Go on Google or another search engine if you prefer. Look up and hit images. You're going to see lions lying down with lambs. But the problem is that the verse now says the wolf will lay down with the lamb. And if you get into the Hebrew, it says the wolf is laying in a place that was not originally his, and he's there to cause dissension and diversion. So it's that deep. But I found another one because I was getting ready for one of my programs. And I was an evangelist, Daniel. I preached at different churches, and I preached for 20 years. And I used to preach a lot about being in the world but not of the world. And I'm going to look for that verse. You're in the world, but not of the world. And it's not there anymore. And to me, I know it was there. I preached up one side and down the other, but be in the world, but not of the world is no longer in the Bible anywhere.
This blows. Okay. You meant every one of those you mentioned, just blows my mind. The first time I saw this, I mean, I was like, I was calling my uncle. I was like, what, David? Whoa, what's going on here? It's crazy. The Lucy, Obal one, crazy. Luke Skywalker. I was in, Branson, and I can't remember who I was with, but, somebody who were a fairly religious person would know the Bible. And at the front of this theater, we're seeing the show. I think, it was my mother-in-law. We're seeing the show about, Moses there at the theater in Branson. So at the beginning of the theater, this big theater in Branson, what does it have but a lion lying next to a lamb? And I mentioned that because I remember talking to you and what have you. And I mentioned to her, and she said, oh, yeah, the lion laid down with the lamb. I said, oh, is that in the Bible? You know, kind of playing dumb. Oh, yeah, that's in the Bible. You know, the lion's going to lay down with the lamb during the millennium and that kind of thing. I said, no, it's not. You know,
and it's already surprising enough.
It was crazy. And so now this other one, be in the world but not of the world. I remember that. That's something that Jesus said, correct? Or that's what I remember anyway.
Yeah, that was actually red letters, Daniel. You're right.
And now it's not in the Bible.
It's nowhere to be found. I've searched for it for 6 weeks, had people on my Christian Whistleblower YouTube channel try to find it. Nobody's come up with it. It's gone. And I don't like to say that it's a Mandela effect, but I think that one is. I can't find any other explanation. It's been changed.
What are we saying about Mandela effects? What are the theories? Just, I don't want to get way into this, but we got about 2 or 3 minutes before the break. What is possibly going on here? What could possibly cause this?
Well, some people believe it's action by nefarious elements of our government, either, you know, on world or off world, to actually go into the internet, scrub things, change things, to try to confuse us, try to, you know, further draw us into this fear and guilt control matrix that we're trying to escape from. Some people believe that it literally is an idea where we have jumped from one timeline to another. And it's even more interesting than that because some people are living in that Lucy Ball timeline where he said, you got some explaining to do. And some people are living in the timeline where he never did say that. And we're living side by side, enjoying the same space. And then other people think that there may not be two separate timelines, but timelines kind of flow like waves and ebb and flow, and there's certain times where you get lined up with another timeline. We're talking, you know, quantum physics, which is way over my pay grade. But those are the main beliefs. Some people think that CERN or the D-Wave computers are causing it. And, I mean, there's a lot of great opinions, but the fact of the matter is something is changing, something is different. And I think it's just another thing that causes us to say, hey, let's wake up, let's be diligent. Let's take care of the things that are most important to us because we never really know how much time we have left. So let's get ourselves ready and let's do all we can to build a better world between now and then.
You know, I can't say definitively in my mind whether America went to the moon in 1969 or not. There's so much evidence of suspicious things. Let's put it that way. I don't know. I'm pretty darn sure. I mean, you can't convince me that Darth Vader didn't say, "Luke, I am your father," in Star Wars. You can't convince me that he didn't say that, because I mean, I would, like, you know, swear on a Bible, so to speak. You can't convince me about the lamb and the lion, or even the one you mentioned, that you can't. Something, I am convinced that something is going on. I just don't know what. Is it possible that I'm having, you know, you may fall asleep watching TV and somebody has a green shirt on the TV. You go the next day, you see somebody, they have a blue shirt. Everybody knows they have a blue shirt, but in your mind, it's like a repressed memory or something. You imprint that green shirt on that person, and you see them the next day and you go, "Oh, you had a green shirt on yesterday." I mean, is that possible?
Well, the other theory is that it's just mass misremembering, but I just don't see it. I'm with you. I'm convinced that there have been actual changes. How they've occurred, no one's sure, but I don't think it's just mass delusion. I don't think it's just mass misremembering. Things have changed, and the question isn't have they changed. In my mind, the question is how they've changed, why they changed, and what's a takeaway that we can apply to our lives in a positive and inspirational way in view of such things.
Well, I don't know what the answer is, and I'm completely with you. Something has changed on some of these deals, some of these specific cultural icons or cultural thoughts. No question in my mind. We're coming on a break. On the other side, you've written a book about the Apostle John possibly warning us about alien intervention into human lives. And I want to talk about that book and what that all means, and aliens on the other side. Jeffrey Doherty, how's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right, there's the music. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. There's JeffreyDoherty.com. You can also check out his YouTube channel, Christian Whistleblower. Christian Whistleblower, I love that. Christian Whistleblower. We all need to be Christian whistleblowers, right? Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. something just for you. Food stores all love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Speaking of the Powerball, which we talked a bit, here over the last hour or so, buy from the good guys, ladies and gentlemen. We've made a commitment to you. It's cost a pretty penny to stock this and to make this step out so that we can be the best choice for you. So this week we got sales on Oxy Powder, the Detoxidine, the Vegan Safe B12. If you take B12 shots, try this under the tongue. It's really good, really good. Detox foot pads, Iron Earth for your plants is 10% off. We have 10% off all the global healing products. The Dr. Group will be here later this week. The auto ship that we have on the Strauss Heart Drops, the REM Sleep, you can set up either every month, every other month. You are getting you a great discount. You're going to lock in the price, and you're going to get free shipping. This is what the commitment that we've made to you, and this is what we want to do for you. And we need you to look to us the same way. This is a symbiotic relationship of what we're doing. So at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Think about all the things that you buy. We probably got it. You know, the most bought products, the most sold products we have. We have them. They're ready. They'll ship out, you know, sometimes the same day. So we're trying to compete with other things that are out there. We want to be your choice. And we deserve to be your choice. Really, we really do. So, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Back to Jeffrey Doherty, the Christian Whistleblowers, his YouTube channel. That's a great name, jeffreydoherty.com. He's written a book, about possible places in the Bible where the Apostle John warns us about alien intervention. And I kind of wanted to get into that. Not kind of, I do want to get into that. So tell us about your book, the name of your book, why you wrote it, and then let's go from there.
You bet. The book's called The Final Message of the Last Apostle, and that highlights something that a lot of us, even those of us that know the Bible, read the Bible a lot, don't really understand. The New Testament as we see it now, that's not the order that the books were written in. For some reason, it's been all jumbled up. That's a whole nother discussion. But John wrote the very last book of the New Testament. John wrote about 40 years after the other apostles finished. He wrote about 30 years after Paul finished writing. So John wrote in the book of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and the book of Revelation, he wrote what is, in effect, the last will and testament of the apostolic era. And I happen to think from my studies that he sat back from a very unique perspective, looking back at everything that had happened from the time, you know, Jesus showed up until now, which was nearly AD 100. He looked at it, he took stock of it, and he wrote down what he thought were the most important things for us to remember, the most important things for us to know. And it's very striking to me that one of the things that he chose to include in his writings is this idea that woven into the New Testament, there is, Daniel, an unmistakable, undeniable UFO, ET, alien agenda that's woven into the New Testament. And that's striking enough, but even more striking is the fact, at least as I see the scriptures, that all of this UFO, ET, alien imagery is centered and concentrated on the great events in the life of Jesus, his birth, his crucifixion, death, resurrection, and his second coming. If you look at those things objectively, look at them at the text, and I always look at the text, Daniel, because the text doesn't care what we think. The text doesn't care what we've been taught. The text doesn't care what we believe. It just says what it says. And if we look at those objectively, there is a UFO ET alien agenda woven into the New Testament. And the question becomes, by whom and why?
Okay. Answer your own question then. By whom and why?
You know, that is the real question. And I think there's a few different answers. Is it written to take away or defame the message of Jesus? Is it written to shake our faith? Is it written to cause us to doubt? That's a possibility. Is it written to cause us to look deeper into what we've been told and sometimes what we've been sold? Is it written to cause us to see something that would spark an interest in us that says, hey, wait a minute, maybe I shouldn't take this on face value? It was vetted, and approved by the Roman Empire. It was rewritten by the one world government of King James. Is it something where it's written to stir us up to do more study, to do more research, to go beyond what we've always been told so that we can have a firm grasp for ourselves of what's written in the Bible and a firm grasp for our faith and not have it be based on fables, superstitions, things that other people have told us? I happen to subscribe to that second opinion, that John wrote some things intentionally to jolt us, to cause us to become deeper students of the Bible, deeper students of divine revelation, and thereby becoming people that know what we believe and are therefore unshakable because we've proven everything that we believe and we're on a firm foundation, not that foundation of shifting sand that Jesus also mentioned in the scriptures.
Let me give you a couple thoughts and get your feedback on this. You know, I've had this discussion about aliens a lot of times with people. And the first thing when I think of aliens on this planet, the first thing that comes to my mind is, well, we're all aliens. And the Bible tell us we're not from here. Basically, God came down. And so our DNA or we're not even from here. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. Second.
Well, Daniel, Jesus did say, I am not of this world.
Yes. Yes. So, I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind when people talk about this world and alien. To me, we're all aliens in that sense. Okay. Tucker Carlson is a major news outlet. We are seeing now this can't be an accident. He's not just up there on that kind of program and speaking just off the cuff. He's obviously gotten the word. He's obviously gotten permission. He's obviously getting and or direction on this subject. He's talking more and more about aliens, about UFOs, about disclosure. We've heard many people, Steve Quayle, among others, L.A. Marzulli, hey, this disclosure thing is a red herring, that they're going to say the aliens created us and that they're our God and we need to give our whole will and everything over to them. What's your feeling about those two ideas?
Well, number one, I think that, you know, a lot of people have a lot of different feelings about our president, but I think Donald Trump coming out and standing up against the mainstream media and, you know, pushing back on them and not just allowing their narrative to bully us around anymore is having some effect on people like Tucker Carlson, giving them the motivation and the, you know, the strength to speak out on things that have formerly been unspeakable. So I, you know, hats off to our president for that. And I would love to debate L.A. Marzulli on this subject, by the way. But I think you hit the nail on the head. The why is that for whatever reason, by whomever is doing it, it is an effort, Daniel, to set up what could be a great end time false flag where we have this alien Jesus come back, who's not the real Jesus, this fake plastic Jesus, I call him, come back in, you know, some scenario that looks like he's coming back as a savior, that looks like he's coming back to help the world, but in fact, it's a nefarious, it's a distraction, and it is a delusion. And I think that's the main reason that John put this in the scriptures, so we wouldn't just accept the first Jesus that showed up, so to speak, that we wouldn't be as liable to fall for a false flag, alien return of a plastic fake Jesus. I think that's the bottom line, and you've hit the nail right on the head with your astute analysis.
Final message of The Last Apostle. That's the name of the book by Jeffrey Doherty, jeffreydoherty.com. Now, when you hear the Apostle John, the book of Revelations, you know, from the time I was very little, this idea of Mark of the Beast, you know, that's all woven in the book of Revelation. You know, when I was a little boy, 1980, the idea of this mark seemed a little foreign, seemed a little far off. Well, it's 2019, and it certainly is not far off at all. And the idea of some chip or something in your hand or in your head is here. Do you talk, or please address this for a little bit?
You know, when you have Elon Musk talking about putting chips in people's minds,
yes.
it really brings the reality slamming home to you. The one thing that I always default to in the book of Revelation, Daniel, is that the word, you know, it's the apocalypse. And as soon as we hear apocalypse, we get scared, we get worried, we get frightened, we think it's horrific, it's horrible. But the thing I always like to remind people of, especially when I get a great forum like this, and it's an honor to be here, is to remind people that the word apocalypse means the unveiling. So rather than being frightened, scared, worried, I would encourage people to be excited that we are living in, I think, the most amazing time that's ever been to be alive. And we're seeing the unveiling. We're seeing the revelation. We're seeing the uncovering of so many things. And I fully believe, Daniel, that we're seeing the uncovering of who we are and what our true potentiality is. And I am convinced Mark of the Beast, chopping heads, you know, 5G, all these things that we're worried about, the cabal, if you want to call them that, they're getting worried. They're getting afraid. They've been trying for at least 2,000 years to copy the power that we have intrinsically within us, because we're divine, we're sovereign, we're free. They've been trying to copy the things that the divine has given us, and they can't copy them. They can't duplicate them. So all they can do is put all of their forces and all their efforts into keeping us from discovering who we are, because, Daniel, once we know who we are, once we have the apocalypse, the unveiling of who we are and what we've been made in God, the cabal doesn't stand a chance. I've read the last page in the book, and we win, and I think that's the real revelation. That's the real unveiling. And whether they're chopping heads or marks of the beast, they don't have what it takes to defeat us. And I think that should be the real revelation. That should be the real apocalypse, the real unveiling to us here in now July of 2019.
You know, I talk to a lot of people, obviously, with the subjects we address on the show, and sometimes people get overwhelmed, or they say, oh, this is too much, oh, you know, and I try to encourage people. I see it similar to kind of what you just said. The power has been given us. We're born for this time. It was always meant to be this. It's almost like this is our ascent. This great challenge to see through this deception and to ascend above this and to understand who we really are. It's almost like this is the whole purpose of life, to understand who we are, our connection to God, and to go towards that connection, religiously, spiritually, however you want to say it, but that's the basis of it. Do you see, or maybe let me ask it this way, who are we in relation to what we're seeing now? Who are we, and why is this the antidote to this system?
Well, I say every day on my Christian Whistleblower YouTube, every channel, every show that I end with, I always say, we're the last generation of real humans. Let's get busy. And I think we are, with all the GMOs and the chemtrails and the horrible stuff that's in our foods and all the additives. And of course, you have the great products that help us counteract that. They really are trying to transhumanize us. They really are, the cabal that is and is passing away, I'm convinced, are trying to change us from who we are. But we are the last generation of real humans. And remember, the angels have desired to look into the things that we know and the things that we are. And if that was true when it was written almost 2,000 years ago, think how much more true it is today. Think of that. Angels themselves are saying, wow, I wish I could be like Daniel. I wish I could be like Jeff. I wish I could be like all these great listeners, because they are in the place, the last generation of real humans, to really see, be the ones that sees this happen. And moreover, be the ones that makes this happen. We're the last generation of real humans. And if we get busy, Daniel, sticking together, whether it's economically, financially, spiritually, helping each other out by purchasing products from the people, from the good guys. If the good guys get together and stay together, the good guys win. This is the revelation. We are the last generation of real humans, and we're going to win it, Daniel. I'm convinced of it.
I've said this many times. I'm going along. I mean, I'm feeling inspired listening to you now. It's kind of raising me up.
I'm fired up. I believe it.
You know, this system, a lot of times we look at it and we feel overwhelmed. It's like the scripture. We saw ourselves as grasshoppers in their sight. You know, they saw us as grasshoppers because we saw ourselves as grasshoppers in the sights of the giants. We see ourselves as grasshoppers way too much. I'm of the belief that this system, this control grid, the mark of the beast, all these things, they need our will. They need our consciousness. They need our approval and consent to do this, or else they would have already done whatever they're going to do. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. And that's why I get concerned. And I know this isn't, you know, really a political show, but I do get concerned when I hear people of faith and people within what we call the truth or movement saying, I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to participate. It's all rigged. Personally, I feel that's a horrible mistake, because if we don't participate, and what if it is rigged and we participate and it doesn't matter? But what about if it's not rigged and we don't participate? Then we're really making sure and ensuring that we don't make a difference. I guarantee you that in the 2016 election that was won by President Donald Trump, if enough of us had sat home and said, oh, it doesn't matter, it's rigged, we would be with President Hillary Clinton, we'd be in war, we'd be in financial ruin, we'd be in economic collapse. So I think that we do need to be engaged. We do need to go out and vote for the candidate of our choice. We do need to make sure that we are part of the solution and not part of the problem. And standing by doing nothing ensures that you can't be of any worth or of any use. So I would encourage people to be engaged politically, be engaged socially, be engaged in helping the good guys where you can. Because, Daniel, again, we're the last generation of real humans, but we do have to get busy in order to make it happen. How horrible would it be to have this great opportunity before us to see the culmination of all things and to be a part of it and to decide, it's all rigged, I'm just going to sit it out? Please don't do that. Whatever your choice is, go out and make your voice and your feelings and exercise the rights that many people have died to provide you with, please.
You say rigged, and that's interesting, because when I read the Bible, and even scientists now, especially quantum scientists, are starting to realize, yes, this whole universe is rigged, but it's rigged for you. You know, it's
right.
Rigged for us. It's designed and linked to us towards our consciousness, towards the divinity within us. The dominion has been given to us. I mean, that's not my words. That's the Bible. It's rigged for us. And when we exercise what you said, like you said, make your voice heard, do something. It doesn't matter how big, how small. That's energetic. And that sends waves and shock waves through the whole universe. And we can overcome this. Jesus also said, you can do what I've done in even greater things. I think we don't take that literally, and we hold our power in, but we can do it. We can overcome this. Somebody will overcome this. It's a matter, come on, let's get together and let's do it. Your thoughts?
100% agree. But sometimes, like you said, Daniel, people get overwhelmed. Yeah, I want to do it. I want to be part of the solution, but where do I start? I mean, what do I do? And it literally can be, and I'm not, you know, Daniel's not paying me or anything, but it can literally be the start of it. It can be going to Power Mall and buying the things there that you're buying somewhere else. And think of, not only are you putting money into a product that is worth the money, but it's used to spread the news and spread this great message, but it's also an energetic infusion and an energetic investment.
Yes.
Into what's going on. It is when you buy from the good guys, it's more than just a financial exchange. It's an energetic exchange. And the more we stick together, there's this thing called, and now I've, synergy. And the Bible even speaks about it. You know, one person can chase, and I don't know the numbers, I'm going to get them wrong. One person can chase 100, two can chase 1,000, three can chase 10,000 or whatever. For every dollar, every dime, and every energetic investment we make in we ourselves, the collective good guys, How many are we chasing? How many are we pushing back? It starts with something as simple as shopping at the Power Mall and investing your energy and your prayer there. And then as you begin to do the little things, you learn to do more and more. And before you know it, you are actively engaged in doing those greater things that Jesus himself talked about. And we can all do it, Daniel. Just start. You don't know what to do? Start small.
I love
start
that.
Small,
I love that attitude.
Power Mall.
Yeah, start small, buy at the Power Mall. That's a great slogan. I may steal that, Jeff. That's great. One of the things that we're promoting, we've heard this on the internet. Some people have started this and people are doing this every day at 9 o'clock, whatever time zone you're in, to take time to, you know, however you pray, but to pray that, we can overcome, or this deep state or this Luciferian system can be overcome, that we can get free of it, that we can rise above it. So I just wanted to make you aware of that. 9 o'clock every day, that, wherever you are, take some time and just pray that God can help us to overcome this, that God can thwart and bring down this deep state control. So to go what you said, there's a small thing that you can do.
Absolutely. And I will join you with that. And I'll encourage, you know, my 40,000 subscribers to join in that as well.
Very good. Fantastic. See, ladies and gentlemen, bam, we're getting some synergy here. We're getting some things going, some energy going. It matters.
Absolutely.
Well, the conversation we just had and Jeff and his influence, it matters. Anyway, we got about 4 or 5 minutes left. Early last week, we had Rebecca Friedrichs on. She's from forkidsandcountry.org, and she's a school teacher 3 decades long. She's been involved in teachers union. She was had a Supreme Court case to take down the teachers union in California. She was talking about comprehensive sex education. Now, you're a preacher. You're a biblical scholar of the highest degree. What in the world is going on in these schools, and where are the preachers screaming about? I mean, they should be screaming about this.
Well, you asked me a question. I'm going to say something that's rather controversial. Having a 501c3 and being in bed with the government tends to silence a preacher too.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, why are they even talking about this in schools? Sexuality, you know, human reproduction, love, marriage, those are essentially spiritual, essentially religious values. And if we believe, as the progressive left, you know, spouts left and right, well, they just left, but as they spout, we have separation of church and state, I'm all for that if they will keep it separate too. Keep your teachings about sexuality, your teachings about gender, your teaching about gender fluidity, your teachings about marriage, your teachings about what's permissible and what's not. These things are spiritual. These things are religious. Let's don't put those into the schools, especially when we're graduating people that are qualified only to put burgers in buns, when in Europe they're graduating people that are qualified to put engines in BMWs. We're teaching the wrong things. Let's get it right before we start trying to be social engineers.
This idea, but I've had this discussion, people, you know, you talk about separation of church and state. What we've seen in public schools, the government schools, is there is a religion taught, and it's secular humanism, and it's really this idea of Darwinism, of evolution. Science is not even supporting this anymore, but they teach it like it's an absolute fact, and it's really twisting us and engineering us in a certain way.
Absolutely, and I salute people like my oldest daughter, Charity Nicosia. She has pulled her kids out of the public school system, and they've banded together there in Northern California with a group of Christian parents that are now doing a homeschool, but they also have group activities as well. And that's the way we need to go. If they are going to not play by the rules and they're going to bring their religion in, but not allow for a plurality of religions to be taught, guess what? Let's opt out of the system. Let's do it ourselves while we still can. I salute my daughter Charity and all of the great-minded men and women, fathers and mothers out there that are doing the great work of homeschooling. Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. You are the real Americans, and we salute you.
That is one of the greatest things that you can do, ladies and gentlemen. You think that's simple. You think it doesn't matter. It matters. Your generation, your seed, your family, your continuation. Then you talk about the future, that you're creating the future. And if you're not, I know some people are not able, for whatever reason. I pray that you can become able if you're willing, there's a will, there's a way. And I hope that God opens a door and, through a relative, through a friend, through a neighbor, I pray that a way will be made for you. We got just about a couple minutes. Jeff, what's big on your mind? What's the next thing? I mean, where are we going? This is all happening pretty fast. This is a totally different time than it was, you know, when I was 20 years old in the world and in America. Things are happening fast now.
They really are. And I think that we've been given an open door, unlike anything that we've seen in recent memory. I really believe that President Trump, that Salute to America was more than just a patriotic show. I'm convinced that it was an actual banishing of dark powers from both Washington, D.C. and the China Lake Basin out there, and that we are primed from the presidency down to your house to move and to take action. And we have more weaponry, if you will, and we know the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but we've got more power, more juice, more weaponry right now if we'll just move in it, step into it, and use it. And start small, and we will win this world war together, because we are in a battle for our very lives.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remember that at 9 o'clock every day, wherever you are, just take some time. And as we do that, at the same time, there's energy, there's synergy, like Jeffrey mentioned. JeffreyDoherty.com, The Christian Whistleblower on YouTube. It's a pleasure to have you, my friend. Thank you so much for coming and being patient while we discuss the Power Mall today.
The honor's all mine. Anytime you'd like, I'll be here with you. We're in this together. You're the good guy.
God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We got a fantastic set of guests scheduled for this week. Some new people. The book, The Art of Shin Jin. Is it Shin Jin? I can't even pronounce it right. But I think you'll find that interesting. Pretty fascinating. He'll be here tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great evening.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit CARNIVORA.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.